Hello, and I'm very happy to welcome Mark Ling with me today. Mark, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Hi, great to have you with me. Yeah, very good, thanks. Very good. I think you're a long way away. You're probably the most famous New Zealand internet marketer, apart from Mark Joiner, is that right?
I was going to say, Mark Joiner's probably a lot bigger, at least more known, isn't it?
I really want to thank you very much for coming on the line today, and it's really for a very big purpose. Now, I know you've got a product coming out on Tuesday, and I'm not going to hide that is what we're talking about, but I kind of want to go a level deeper on what anyone can find out on a sales letter or whatever it is, and find out, well, firstly, what exactly your product is about, but perhaps more importantly, just, you know, try and rack your brains and get as much information from you as possible. So if, you know, someone doesn't want to buy the product, which is absolutely fine, then they can still find out a lot of information. All right.
Yeah, sure. Like, at the end of the day, I'm happy to give away as much information as you like right now, because if you can, anything you can extract out of me on the call, you know, go for it. You know, ask as much as you want. You know, I'm happy to give away value up front.
Okay, I mean, that's great. Let me tell you what I think it's all about, and then you can correct me. In fact, you won't do that at all. Let's just pass it over to you. I understand, you know, you spent a long time producing and publishing this product. Firstly, can you tell us, you know, what it's called and also what it's about?
It's called the Affiliate Blueprint, and you can... obviously, you can find out more about it by clicking on the link that's below this video, below this audio. But basically, what I did was I had a lot of people. I quite often get skeptical people saying, telling me, like, oh, it's all well and good to release a blueprint to do this or a strategy to do that, but how do I know 100% certain that this will work? Like, how do I know that you haven't forgotten to tell us stuff? And it's not only that, but how do I know that you're going to teach me everything that's required? How do I know that I'm not going to suddenly come across something that's not explained very well? And that kind of thing. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to, like, A, put together a detailed blueprint for making money from affiliate websites. So it's basically, it's what I do, and I turned it into a proper blueprint that people can follow. And then I thought, right, I'm going to have a live audience in front of me of newbies, and I'm going to teach people live how to make a website from scratch, including researching a profitable niche, everything, through to making the site get to a point where it's earning over $500 a week. And I did this without using any prior mailing lists or anything. It's all from scratch, and I've got a whole lot of newbies that are on... that were there live as I was recording it, so that it made sure that I didn't go too fast. It meant that if they didn't understand something, they just went ahead and asked me questions and said, oh, because I might say, oh, this is how you do this, you know, and I'm doing, and then I'll be recording, for instance, I might be putting in recording how I do my header graphic, or, I mean, I didn't leave anything out. Everything is, they get to see me build the entire website all the way through. Including gaining backlinks, search engine optimization, getting it ranking highly in Google. Later on, I got the website making money just from natural search engine rankings, and then I went ahead and added pay-per-click into it, and I showed people how to do that to take it to the next level, because it was making something like $150 to $200 a week from natural search rankings. But then I showed them, okay, now I'm going to put pay-per-click into it and we'll get it making even more. In fact, this week it's looking like it's going to, that particular website that I built is going to make $1,000. It's heading towards that. So when I say it's making $500 a week, that's, you know, that's being pessimistic rather than being optimistic. It's looking likely to be making a lot more.
And that's $500 profit, is it?
US dollars. And this particular week it's going to be
profit.
On average, it has been profit-wise more likely about $350 profit and a little bit of pay-per-click spending in there. But this week, just the way things have been going, because it's been growing, and I've only just concluded recording this course in front of a live audience, and it's looking like it's heading towards more like $650 to $750 profit this particular week. And I'm pretty sure it'll probably, the way it's going, this particular site that I've recorded in front of everybody, it's likely to grow a lot more than that. The fact is there's only so much that a site can do in a little over 3 months. Search engines take a while to update their rankings. I haven't even done the pay-per-click as much as I could have done. I've done it to a reasonable level, but at the end of the day, I had to record the course at a pace where everybody else can follow along at. I didn't put it this way. When I first recorded the course, I thought that it would only take me 4 weeks to record it in front of people, but I found out very quickly that I'm moving too fast doing it at that pace, so I ended up spending a little bit over, I spent about 14 weeks recording it in the end.
Wow.
So it just took a little longer than I thought, but that's because I slowed it down in order to make sure that everybody that was following along with me was keeping pace and making sure that everything was well explained, and it's at a pace that other people can follow with, given that all the people that were on the course, or at least most of them, all had full-time jobs and only had maybe an hour to 2 hours a day available, often only an hour a day or less. So I had to take that into account. But otherwise, it can be implemented probably even in the space of 2.5 weeks if you're full-time on it, if you've got a lot of time on your hands. So,
can I stop you there? Because I mean, you've given us huge amounts of information, and I just want to kind of backtrack a bit. Firstly,
yeah, sure.
Can you just describe what you meant when you said that you did this in front of a live audience? Was that literally, you know, physically you were live, or was it on a webinar, or how did that work? And the second thing, webinar. And the second thing, which you know, came to mind is, what would have happened had you actually failed? Had the site not been successful? Would that have
really
been the end of Mark there?
I did actually set it up so it would be very hard for me to fail, because at the very start of the course, I actually told people that the aim was to make $50 a week. I said $50
right.
Because, I mean, I never build websites to make less than $50 a week. That just doesn't happen following my method. And so I knew that if they were to build, say, 20 websites that were making $50 a week each, then they'd be making $1,000 a week. So I thought...
Right.
And they were very happy with that idea. But I knew in the back of my mind it was going to make a lot more than that. And now that it's making over $500 a week, I've given 10 times, I guess, the value that they expected when these particular people signed up for the course.
A lot of people on this call are, as you describe, as newbies, you know, people just starting out, people who do want an extra $100 a month, an extra $200 a month, whatever it is, especially in these troubling economic times. You said before how, you know, you could do one site for $50 or you could do 20 sites and get, you know, $1,000 a week or a month or, you know, whatever it is. Do you also show not just how to do more sites, but actually how to get them to increase in value as well?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can follow my course, and if you do it right, well, if you actually just follow along and do it exactly as I'm doing it on the video, you can do it in any niche you want. You should really be finding that you're making, within 4 to 6 months, you should be making from that website, and possibly sooner. I'm just assuming that you might have a full-time job and not enough time available. You should be making at least $300 a week from your website. I would think, given that a lot of the students, and there is only a handful of students on this particular course, but over 50% of them are now earning over $200 a week with their website, and that's in less than 4 months.
That's remarkable.
It's not bad, really. I mean, I usually hear of success rates being more like 5% with students, not 50%, which is pretty high. The best two students are doing over 500 a week as well as me, which is pretty good, I think, given that there's only 10 students that I actually had on the live course. So
it must be a great feeling for you as well to know that you have, you know, helped people become successful. In terms of the course itself, you said it was in front of a live audience. Now, obviously, in order to create a successful website and a successful case study as well, there's lots and lots of different steps from building the website to keyword research to optimizing it, search engine, PPC. How do you handle that? Do you do 1 week for each aspect, or do you mix them a bit in? And can you just go into a bit more detail about that, please?
Yeah, each week had, put it this way, each week had a bit of a focus on something, but there was a lot of overlap between weeks, because what would happen was sometimes during the week between, say, week 3 and week 4, I would end up getting a bunch of, a few emails in from the different people that were doing the course, and then I would make sure that I not only emailed them back with answers, but I made sure I addressed all of the questions in at the start of the next lesson. And also, sometimes there would be reasons why things would overlap, such as I might teach, say, for instance, in week number 5, I taught search engine optimization and how to get a really high ranking in Google, Yahoo, and MSN. And yet, quite frequently in the latter lessons, I would refer back to that lesson as I was creating a landing page, showing people, say, I might be showing someone how to do a landing page for on their website, and then I would be saying, now, then I would be search engine optimizing it as I went along, and hence, that's actually referring back to lesson number 5, where I actually taught how to do that. So there is a little bit of overlap. You can't just teach search engine optimization in one lesson and then build every single web page, you know, in that lesson. So, yeah, there is a little bit of overlap, but each lesson has a general focus on a different, on most of the lessons have a focus on a certain topic. I basically, though, built everything in front of people. So they get to see me.
Right.
Building
so nothing was off camera.
Nothing left off camera is probably not the best explanation. I would say 99% of it is not left off camera. Nothing's left unexplained. What's off camera is just a little bit of grunt work, such as, let's say I write the first 4 articles in front of people so they can see me. Like, I write the articles myself, and then I tell people, right, I'm not going to write all 30 articles in front of you. I'm going to hire a writer now to write the next 26 articles. And I show them what my writer came up with. People can write those articles themselves, or they can use Elance. But that's the only thing that, from memory, that I left off camera.
And your credit card details as well, I was a thought.
Yeah, yeah. I leave my credit card details off camera, but basically, there's nothing that's not there. The whole thing, even me making my little header at the top of the website, the graphic, that was done in front of the camera. And if anybody does find anything that they perceive to be not explained, well, it doesn't matter, because you can always email me and I can, you know, our support, and I can just record another lesson. But as far as I know, there is. No stones left unturned. I mean, I know that because all the people who have been following it have been able to build their own successful website.
Now, in the course, well, a lot of people who are listening to this, myself and yourself included, I've bought loads of e-books, I've seen loads of videos and everything, and it's like I've got all this knowledge in my head. And you somehow seem to have, you know, put it all together so that at the end of watching this, you can build a successful site. Now, it's a bit of a loaded question, but are you actually showing secrets which aren't available online? And if you are, then could you give us an example of one of those little marketing secrets that does make a difference?
Yeah, okay. Now, off the top of my head, I would have to say that I'll be honest that a lot of what I teach is available elsewhere, but I don't think people have put it together properly. You get people teaching stuff that they don't actually do themselves. But as you know, there are a lot of people in the make money market that are teaching people how to make money online, and they actually aren't doing it themselves, and hence they leave things out that are critical. They don't teach it properly. If you're going to learn to do this stuff, you want to learn from a course where it's actually, you know, for 100% sure that it's taught properly. You know, like it's taught in front of your eyes. You get to feed the site starting from $0 to making all the money per week. So for a starter, sure, you might find this, some of this kind of information out there, but I doubt that you'll ever see it. I doubt that you can see it right now packaged in the way that it is in this particular course, where it's actually made so easy for you to follow, and everything is explained and done in front of your eyes. And you know, in a do this, then do that, then do this type fashion, and while I'm explaining how it's done. But yes, there are some things that I do that other people don't do, or at least not very many people do. For instance, I've got my own, there are two different blueprints that are in there for how I do my email autoresponder sequences. And I think other people may have, I'm not sure, I haven't actually seen other people produce blueprints like those, or as helpful as those before. I would say that I haven't really seen anybody teach pay-per-click in the same way that I teach it. And there are a lot of little elements to pay-per-click that are really important. Like, just for instance, it's hard to say what isn't actually taught elsewhere when I haven't bought every single course that everybody else.
Sure, yeah.
For instance, it is very, very important when you're doing pay-per-click to set up relevant landing pages, obviously. And I do in my course show you me setting up a large number of separate landing pages for each ad group, and I make sure that they're good enough to get past Google's quality score issues, and so that they convert well to sales. The landing pages that I put together are a little different than what other people teach. For instance, there are a lot of people out there that do review sites, and I've done a lot of those in the past, and they work reasonably well, but I found a method that works a little better than just a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ranking system. The ranking system that I found that works better than a standard review site is every site is number one ranking system, where you have your number one product and for that particular niche. Let's say you're promoting, German Shepherd training is the ad group, then you'll have the number one German Shepherd training product at the top of the page, and then you'll this is the pay-per-click landing page, and then you'll follow that up with a underneath. Instead of saying the second best, the third best, the fourth best, you're actually more likely to make multiple sales of other products if you say that the next product down is the best product for stopping dog aggression. The product underneath that will be the best product for stopping dogs from digging, barking, and chewing. And then the next product underneath that will be the best product online for house training dogs or for puppies. And then the next one might be...
That's very interesting. I mean, I haven't thought of it like that, but, it would be better to make everything suitable for one particular kind of person rather than the comparative. I do apologize once again if I ever am interrupting you. It's because there is a time delay, so often I don't seem to come in exactly when I think I am. Take you back slightly, and that's really with regards to, you know, what this whole thing is all about, and I just don't want any confusion, and I'm going to ask you to go into quite a lot of detail in answer to this question. From what I understand, you're going to be showing how to build a niche site for a particular niche. Firstly, I would like to know, and, you know, I'd like everyone to know what particular niche you decided to go into, and also just take us, you know, step by step, and I know it's only a short call, and your course is, was over, I think you said 14 weeks, but exactly what you did do. So, for example, you know, you built a landing page, or you did this, or that, or the other. So if you could tell us a bit more about exactly what you did do itself, then that would be, I think, incredibly useful.
Yeah. Totally. And at the end of the day, even if you don't buy my course, you can follow this if you can follow this particular sequence of events, and even if you don't follow, even if you don't get my full course, which has it all in even more detail, this will work. This strategy will work. Now, sorry, was the very first thing that you wanted me to do to just explain how I went through what I did from start to finish, or was there something else that you asked me? I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I mean, the other part really was just what the niche was and how you chose it.
Right. Okay, I went, at the start of it, I was pretty cocky about the fact that I believed that I could promote pretty much any niche that's been reasonably proven to be profitable in the ClickMap marketplace, so even if I had no knowledge of it. I purposely didn't choose a niche that I had prior knowledge of, and the niche that I chose in this particular case was World of Warcraft guides. I've never, ever played World of Warcraft in my life. I've no knowledge of World of Warcraft myself, but I did that on purpose because I wanted to explain to people that you don't actually have to know anything about the niche in order to make money from it. You've got to do your research well, of course, but you don't have to know anything. And I chose World of Warcraft guides was my particular niche that I chose for this one. And I chose it because I didn't know anything about it, in order to further emphasize to people that you can choose any niche for this. You could choose dog training. You could choose how to save your marriage. You could choose anything. As long as it fits into the profitable niches criteria that I go through on the course. Now, basically, to give you a quick run-through, I went ahead and showed people how to find a profitable niche. I focus on ClickBank, but I tell people they don't have to use ClickBank. It's just that 80% of my sales come through ClickBank products, and hence there's plenty of money to be made there through the products in the ClickBank marketplace, and I thought that's a good place for people to start. And so basically I started off by choosing profitable market. Then we did keyword research, finding the profitable keywords, also making sure that there are multiple products to promote in that niche. And also then we went ahead and found, analyzed the competition to see which keywords in particular they are bidding on, how many of the competitors out there happen to be affiliates, and what keywords they're bidding on in AdWords. Even though we didn't jump into pay-per-click in the early weeks, it's still important to know what people are prepared to spend money on, because if they're prepared to spend money on these keywords, then chances are they'll be profitable in search engine optimization as well. Then I also went ahead and looked on different forums out there to see what kinds of problems people are having or what kinds of topics they talk about. For instance, in dog training, you might notice that people are talking about how to stop my dog from jumping up on other people or bolting out the front door, and that can lead to search terms that you may not have thought about if you just type in dog training. Whereas in the World of Warcraft niche, I found out all about different classes of World of Warcraft. For instance, people were wanting to know how to get their mage or their priest or their paladin and other strange words from level 1 to level 80 in World of Warcraft. And there are different factions, like a horde and an alliance and all sorts of things. I basically managed to find all that out by reading different forums and jotting down the titles of the different categories that are in the forums and the subcategories and that kind of thing. And in particular, you look for problems people are having. Because when people have a problem, that's when they start searching for how to do something online, and that's what they're looking for in the product that they buy. And then I went ahead and categorized those search terms and looked at the ones that are most searched for, and I also looked for the different product names that have reasonably high gravity in ClickBank, and I went ahead and wrote reviews on each of those products. I search engine optimized to those pages. I ended up writing reviews. Sorry, I ended up writing articles about a lot of the different search engine terms. Wrote about 30 articles, I think, from the top of my head, and put those in there. I search engine optimized them, ended up building a lot of incoming links. I showed a lot of strategies for how to get these links and how to build incoming links, the right kinds of links, how to get it so that your search engine, so your pages rank very highly in the search engines, and then also how to take your landing pages and make them more profitable, because a lot of people will set up an article page, but they won't actually necessarily, and they might get a lot of visitors, but they might not be getting the sales because the page isn't actually laid out properly. Like they might not even promote an affiliate product within the first folder of the page. They might not even promote an affiliate product on that particular page at all for that article. You can't assume that people are going to visit another page on your website. They might not. I added in other elements such as a newsletter sequence, and I told people that it's not essential to have it. You can run through the whole course and make a good deal of money without having it there, but it will increase your income if you do manage to put that in there. And I put it in there, and I showed people two different blueprints for newsletters depending on how far you want to take it. If you want to just squeeze out as much money as you can, you know, have one particular newsletter sequence, or if you want to like build a quality newsletter that runs for something like a year or more in an autoresponder sequence, then I've got another blueprint for that. And then from there I showed people some Web 2.0 techniques for getting more visitors to their site. And after that I got into pay-per-click, and at that point already it was already making $150 to $200 a week from the natural search engines. And then that's when I decided, right, it's time to show people that want to take things to the next level how to use pay-per-click and a few other methods in order to ramp up the income. And so, yeah, I got into pay-per-click strategies then. Is there more that you want me to say?
No, I mean that's been a lot of detail. I think my main question is why did you decide? I mean, is the basic structure to have a review site for different products and then get affiliate sales from that, or are you actually doing a follow up?
No, it's not actually a review site as such. And if you went to the website, you wouldn't even think it's a review site. It's more of an article site. There happens to be full-page product reviews in there because I do want to rank highly for the various product names. And I did have achieved high-ish rankings for a lot of them. Some of them I even ranked number one for the product name plus the word review on the end. It's not a review site as such. I mean, at the end of the day, the landing page that people do get taken to, though, in pay-per-click, is a review-type landing page. But there's also an email capture that pops up after about 20 seconds in order for me to gain the newsletter subscribers as well. And some percentage of my sales come through the newsletter, and I'm sure over time I'm going to make a lot more sales as well through the ongoing newsletters. So
can you actually just set and forget this? Set and forget this, so, you know, that's it now. You could leave this and you'll still be making, you know, approximately $300 to $500 a month.
A week. Yeah. I could leave this, and I doubt that the income is going to drop. In fact, the only reason I can possibly think of the income dropping is because people might, when they watch my course, copy me exactly, and perhaps it'll become more competitive for me as a result of a lot of people copying everything that I'm doing in the World of Warcraft niche. But even then, I still doubt that I'm going to that the income should drop off all that much.
Well, it's a massively competitive
when I ramp things up even more. Sorry, carry on.
It's a massively competitive niche already. So, you know, I'm sure you've got some pretty powerful competitors already. You're actually beating them. And the other thing that came to mind was, you know, do people need special software, special tools? You said about an autoresponder, which I know from AWeber is about $20 a month. You know, do they need to pay $20 a month? What are the costs involved if someone were to literally just copy you? What, apart from, you know, pay-per-click advertising, what would the other costs be involved before making a profit?
Yeah, the costs involved are web hosting. I used in my course, I used HostGator, which was $10 a month. Buying a domain name, which is $10 a year. I taught the course using XSite Pro. I haven't checked lately what the price was, but at the time of recording the course, it was $200. It might have gone up, I'm not sure, but I used XSite Pro because it was I felt that was a very easy piece of web design software for people to use for building their websites. You can follow the course and use something other than XSite Pro, of course, if you prefer Dreamweaver or something else, but the course was taught in XSite Pro, just to let you know. So, yeah, it definitely helps if you've got that. You could use NVU, which is free if you prefer, but, yeah, I mean, you probably get more out of the course if you're using XSite Pro. And, yes, you'd need, if you were going to do the autoresponder part, which is, isn't 100% essential but certainly helpful, then you'd need something like AWeber. And I teach you, people how to set it up using AWeber in the course.
So you don't have to spend $20 a month, but if you did spend $20 a month, then it would actually pay you to do that anyway. So it sounds like it's kind of worth it. So if you were to spend, I mean, you said about $250, and pretty much, you know, copy exactly what you do, shows people how to do, but maybe, you know, in another niche. It actually wouldn't take long to get that investment back and then start making money immediately. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you've got money to spend on pay-per-click. I mean, I did take a few months making this with people, but in saying that, these are the kinds of sites that I can make usually in the space of less than 3 weeks. It's just that I slowed it down because I had to make it at a pace that other people can actually, while they've got a full-time job going on the side, they can actually follow along and build a website of a similar quality themselves, and given that they're newbies as well.
So if you could actually create one of these sites and spend, I don't know, it sounds about 20 hours doing it, probably for your first one, then you could start making money every single week, and that would pretty much go on, you know, for a long time. I don't want to say forever, but for a long time. So it does sound, you know, extremely lucrative to create this kind of site. Why do you think more people aren't doing it, or everyone's not doing it?
I think that what happens is, unfortunately, I find that there are a lot of people out there, like make money people out there, that teach people how to build sites, how to build websites that are profitable, and in order to sell their courses, as you know, that there are a lot of people that aren't actually doing what they teach, and in order to sell their courses, they'll make it say, they'll say things like, you know what, you don't have to own your own website, or they'll say things like, you can make this whole website in the space of, you know, 5 or 10 hours. And the reality is those are the kinds of sites that that I just run all over. Like, I just dominate those kinds of those websites. I'm not teaching you how to build a quick and easy website. It is an easy site type. It is an easy system to follow, but it is not. It's not like super quick. Why people don't do it? That is a good question. I find that people don't have the blueprint in front of them, and they don't know exactly what they're trying to achieve when they build the website. I would say that most highly profitable pay-per-click marketers, they probably are like me and willing to go to a little bit more effort to get things done right, and hence, you know, they're probably doing okay, but there are a lot of people that are just, you know, they're not lazy, it's just that they've got other things going on that they just don't, either they stop halfway or they just don't actually know what the end point is. They don't have a blueprint in front of them that goes from start to finish. So when they're halfway through doing what they want to do, they just finish it off and start on the next niche because they don't know when they've actually reached halfway because they're not following a system. And if you follow
right.
my system here, you know when you're halfway because you'll know, oh, I'm up to week number 8 now. I mean, you can do that in 2 weeks or you can do that in 8 weeks, whatever you want, but you'll know that that's where you're up to. And hence, you'll know that you're, you know, a certain percentage of the way through.
Mark, we're getting towards the end of the time that we have available. But I do want to ask you a couple of really quick questions. The first being, is there some kind of guarantee if someone tries everything out and, for whatever reason it doesn't work for them, although obviously we do hope it works for them. And the other is, can you just tell us a bit about the format of how you're presenting this information? So is it all video or are there PDFs involved? Is it split up into multi-videos or just one video? So really the guarantee and the format of presentation.
Yep, there's it's backed by a 60-day 100% money-back guarantee. I'm just so confident that this is that this will work for people if they apply it. I really can't see anybody setting up sites following the system from start to finish in different niches. I just can't see them not profiting from these kinds of sites. I think the worst that could happen is you could pick a really average niche and be making maybe $50 a week from it, and then you just build another website, and you'll probably make more than that from your next one. I'd be very surprised if people don't find a profit, find that they're building profitable sites from it. I've got 100% money-back guarantee. You know, if people just think, this isn't for me, you go through and you think, whatever reason, even if you just don't like how it's presented or I don't want anyone to feel that they're cheated in any way whatsoever. Like, I'm more than happy to give 100% money back to anybody that wants it when you get the course. At the end of the day, I'm here to see people actually, follow through the course and actually make a lot more money out of it in the long run than what they spend on it. So if you spend money on the course and then decide that for whatever reason that you don't want it, you've 60-day money-back guarantee. Absolutely stand by that, and I'll make it very easy for you to get your money back. Not a problem there.
And the format, is there any personal support, or if someone gets stuck on something, is there that? And, also the presentation. Can you tell us about that as well?
Yep, if you're stuck on stuff, there's definitely support for every aspect of the course. If you get stuck on something, you email the Filler Blueprint support, and either I or my staff will get back to you and explain what's what. We absolutely believe in over-delivering to customers. If anything is at all lacking in the course that somehow didn't get picked up, then, I'll just record an extra lesson that covers it in more detail. I mean, at the end of the day, I want to make this the most smoothest transition of going from $0 a week to $500 a week or more. It's presented in both video and written format. So each lesson you can either watch it online or you can download it to your computer and watch it, the whole lesson on video. And it's supported as well with a written version of every single video. I think that people will get more out of watching the videos, but the written versions provide great notes that go with each video.
Okay, so that's great. That's really, really great. Mark, I just really want to say thank you very, very much for the time you spent with us today. I know you're very, very busy, especially, you know, this time, this soon towards your launch. It's been a very, very interesting call. I think, you know, whether someone does choose to purchase your product or not, I'm sure everyone's learned a lot from you, and that, you know, kind of you can do it, that it is possible to build a niche website and actually make profit from it. It sounds like your course will make that a lot easier, but even if someone chooses not to purchase your course, I think you've given enough information where someone can definitely, you know, get started and build a profit-making website. So thank you very much for joining us today, Mark.
All right, you're welcome, Ben. And like people out there, if you you know, just rewind back to that little section in this video, I mean in this audio, where I spoke about the process that I went through when I was teaching people the Affiliate Blueprint, because even if you don't buy the Affiliate Blueprint, you should be able to just write that formula down, and that'll give you the bones of how to build a highly profitable affiliate site, because you know that this works. And thanks a lot for having me, Ben. Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time to interview me.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.